The same Quran that has given us the cause, root of all these problems, has also given the solution. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنْفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change the conditions of a people until they themselves are prepared to change. Become better Muslims. Attract the mercy of Allah. Repel the anger of Allah by doing good, by becoming better people. The year 1447 has gone by. We need to do a bit of retrospection. How much of deen did we practice upon? How much did we neglect? To what extent were we heedless of our obligations, responsibilities towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We need to become better people in this new year. Look at the faults, the shortcomings. Try and remove those shortcomings. Become better Muslims. In one narration, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, to this effect, مَنْ سَوَّى يَوْمَاهُ هُوَ مَغْبُونَ. That if a person 2 days are exactly the same, the way he behaved yesterday, he behaves today also, هُوَ مَغْبُونَ. He is at loss. He should have reflected over his shortcomings of yesterday, become a better person today. Similarly, if this is the case with regard to 2 days, all the more reason we ought to be attentive towards our deen as far as 2 years are concerned. If the previous year we were heedless, neglectful, let us become better Muslims, at least this year. Turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here the solution is given to remove all these problems. Become better Muslimin. Come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Return sincerely to the deen of Allah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, in tansurullah, yansurkum, wa yuthabbit aqdamakum. O you who believe, if you help Allah ta'ala, Allah needs no help. What does that mean? If you help to practice the deen of Allah, you help to promote the deen of Allah, yansurkum, then Allah will help you. He will place your feet firmly onto the ground. No one will be able to harm you. So assisting Allah means establishing the deen of Allah, promoting, propagating the deen of Allah, then Allah's divine help will come. All these problems can be removed. In the light of the Quran and Hadith, some of our akabir, our ulama, in times of trials and tribulations, they have given a 6-point contingency plan, whereby inshallah if you implement these points, these problems, the unrest in the country too, can be removed. What are the 6 points? First and foremost, tawakkul. Placing our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we rely totally on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That only He can help us through these difficult times. And indeed, what does tawakkul mean? That we first put all our ducks in a row, tick the right boxes, in order to take precautionary measures, then place our trust in Allah. You can't leave your doors wide open, let the thieves come in. Take precaution. Put in burglar bars, put in an alarm system, take all the precautionary measures, then we place our trust in Allah. Trust does not mean that we become unperturbed, unattentive towards the means of protection. In the Hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, لَوْ تَوَكَّلْتُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير يغدو خماصا وتروح بطانا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. That we place true trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will provide for you, like He provides for the birds. That the birds leave their nests in the early part of the morning with an empty belly. They return in the evening with a full belly, full stomach, indicating that even birds make an effort for their rozi. They put all the measures in place. Birds don't sit in their nest with their beaks wide open. They let the food fall from the sky. They go out in search of food. So he shows tawakkul means put the necessary measures in place, then leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One Bedouin came to Nabi Karim Sahasam. He owned one camel. He was afraid to lose that camel. He was embarking on a journey. So he asked Nabi Sahasam for advice with regard to protecting the camel. He asked Nabi Karim Sahasam, أُعْقِلُهَا ثُمَّ أَتَوَكَّلُ أَوْ أُطْلِقُهَا ثُمَّ أَتَوَكَّلُ. Should I first tie the camel wherever I stop on my journey and then place my trust in Allah? Or should I untie the camel, not be bothered about tying the camel, and then place my trust in Allah? Nabi Salim said, أَعْقِلْهَا ثُمَّ أَتَوَكَّلُ. Tie the camel. Then you place your trust in Allah. Put your ducks in a row. Take all the precautionary measures. Then say, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. That now Allah is sufficient for me. He is the best of guardians. He is the best of protectors. So in the 6-point plan, first and foremost, we take all the precautions, necessary measures. If we know there are protests out there, let us rather remain indoors. Don't even risk of going out. Don't put your life at risk. Stay indoors. Turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Make ibadat. Perform salah. Ask Allah for assistance. Point number two, very important. Sincere tawbah. Seeking forgiveness for our sins. Very, very important. In the hadith we are told, من لزم الاستغفار جعل الله من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. The person who makes a habit of seeking pardon for his sins, Allah will find a way out for him from every restricted area. Allah will give him relief from all his anxiety. Allah will provide for him from sources that he did not even imagine. So istighfar. Our Ustad was Mufti Ahmad Sahib Khanpuri, Lahan Barakatum. When conditions like these come, he advises that at least every person daily 300 times make istighfar. Another says, make istighfar with a collective verb. Instead of saying astaghfirullah, say nastaghfirullah. That on behalf of the entire ummah, Allah, you forgive the entire ummah. So individually, not too difficult. 300 times a day, nastaghfirullah, nastaghfirullah. And see how Allah Ta'ala doors of mercy open up. Istighfar is a solution to many, many problems. It comes about Hassan al-Basri, rahmatullah alayh. Shaka rajulun ila al-Hasan al-Basri al-Juduba. A person came and complained about famine, drought in his area. Hasan al-Basri said to him, istaghfirullah. Seek pardon for your sins from Allah. Thumma jaa rajulun akhar. Fashaka ila al-faqr. Another person came, complained about poverty. Hasan al-Basri said to him also, istaghfirullah. Seek pardon for your sins. ثم جاء رجل فقال ادع الله ان يرزقني ولدا. Make dua, Allah Ta'ala grants me children. I don't have children. Hasan al-Basri said to me, Astaghfirullah. Make istighfar. Thumma chaka ilay rajul jafafa bustani. Fourth person came. He complained about his fruit orchard drying up, not yielding fruit. So he said to him also, Astaghfirullah. So one of his students, Rabi bin Sabih, was seated there. He said to Hasan al-Basri, كَأَتَاكُمْ رِجَالٌ يَشْكُونَ أَنْوَاعًا وَأَمَرْتَكُمْ كُلَّهُمْ بِالْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. Different people came with different problems, but you gave one solution to all the problems. You said to all of them, make istighfar. Like many sick people go to a doctor, give everyone the same medicine, panado for everyone. So he also, Rabi bin Sabih says, different problems, yet the same solution. So he replied, مَا قُلْتُ مِنْ عِنْدِي شَيْعًا. I'm not saying from my side anything. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ نُوح استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا. The Quran tells us, seek pardon for your sins. Allah will send torrents of rain upon you. The first person that complained about drought, famine, rain will pour upon you. The second person complained about poverty, وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ. Allah will assist you with wealth. Third person wanted children, وَبَنِينَ. Allah will provide children. Fourth person complained about the orchard drying up. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Allah will provide lush and green gardens for you. Provide rivers to irrigate your gardens. So istighfar, tawbah, very, very important. We make tawbah for our sins, then Allah's protection will come. Allah will guard us. Third, istiqamat, third point. To be steadfast on our deen. A sahabi came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, قُلْ لِي شَيْئًا فِي الْإِسْلَامِ لَا أَسْأَلُ عَنْهُ بَعْدَكَ أَحَدًا. Give me some advice with regard to my Islamic responsibilities. Such advice that is sufficient for me. I don't have to ask anyone else. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ. Say with conviction of the heart that we brought iman, and then adopt steadfastness. What is steadfastness? امْتِثَالُ الْأَوَامِرِ وَالْإِجْتِنَابُ عَنِ النَّوَاهِي. To fulfill all the commands of Allah and to refrain from everything that Allah has forbidden. This is istiqamat. This is something very valuable. That is why Sufiya Kiram also say, Al-Istiqamatu khayrum min alfi karamati. Istiqamat is better than 1,000 miracles. As the Maharaj Rashid Ahmad Sahib Gangur Rahmatullah used to say, that in this time and age, the greatest miracle is ittiba'i sunnat. People think seeing a person flying through the air, walking on the surface of the water, they consider that to be a great miracle. As the Gangohi says, in this age of corruption, the greatest miracle is following the sunnah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in istiqamat, that also comes in, to follow the sunnahs of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Point number four, the du'as that are prescribed for protection. Let us continuously read those du'as. Aban bin Uthman relates from Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, من قال بسم الله الذي لا يضر ما اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم ثلاث مرات في المساء لم تصبه فجأة بلاء حتى يصبح. ومن قالها حين يصبح لم تصب فجأة بلاء حتى يمسيها. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, the person who recites three times, not difficult, we can all learn it, three times in the morning, بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء هو السميع العليم, then till the evening, no sudden calamity will come upon him. And if you recite it thrice in the evening, then till the morning, throughout the night, under the protection of Allah, no sudden calamity will befall. So let us learn these du'as. Ulama also prescribed, recite 41 times Yasin Sharif. Tested amal of the akabir to ward off calamities. Household members can shake. You read 5 times, you read 5 times. Let us make up 41. Together with that, other du'as too, taught to us in the hadith, narration of Sahih Muslim. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik wa tahawwali afiyatik wa fujaati ni'matik wa min kulli sakhatik. That learn this dua as well. That, O Allah, we seek your protection and your shelter from the decline of your blessings, from the removal of your safety, wa fujaati ni'matik, and from the sudden onset of your punishment, wa min jami'i sakhatik, and we seek protection from every such action that displeases you. So let us read these du'as as well. Turn to Allah Ta'ala. If you can't learn these du'as, make du'a in English, in whatever language you feel appropriate. Then Allah, you grant us protection. Only you can protect us. So we read these du'as as well. And together with that, fifth point, Amr bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar. It is not the work of only the Tablighi brothers. Allah reward them for fulfilling this responsibility. But the duty of every Muslim, enjoying the good, encourage people to do good. If they're doing wrong, advise them. Tell them to refrain from doing wrong, from committing sins. Because sins attract the anger and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then adverse conditions come upon us. So this is also very, very important. And a very easy way, go out in the path of Allah. Take part in the work of Dawat and Tabligh. You spend your time with a mobile madrasa. Spend your time in the house of Allah. Make need for i'tikaf while you're there. Turn to Allah Ta'ala for assistance, protection. And finally, the sixth point. Give out a lot of charity, sadaqah, nafal sadaqah. As-sadaqatu tutfiu ghadab al-rab. Hadith says, sadaqah extinguishes the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we indulge in rotten actions, Allah becomes angry. Allah becomes displeased. Then these adverse conditions come upon us. All this political turmoil, unrest, other problems, because of our wrongdoing. So you put these 6 points into place. Tawakkul, tawbah, istiqamat, du'as for protection, amr bil ma'ruf, nahi anil munkar, and sadaqah. Allah wali, inshallah, Allah will create a favorable atmosphere. Peace, tranquility will prevail in this country and everywhere else, inshallah. We make dua Allah to protect us, our children, our families, and the entire population of South Africa from this unrest that is threatening to disturb the peace of the country. Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, let peace prevail. And Allah Ta'ala keep us with afiyat, inshallah.